In this gospel passage, three important statements are made. One, a question, and two others in response. The first is this question our Lord puts to the sick man. Do you want to be made well? Given the times we find ourselves in and the experiences of so many around the world, perhaps an obvious understanding of why we would focus on this question today seems very apparent. Perhaps our Lord could ask countless many today, do you want to be made well? This, however, is not a question reserved to times of pandemic. It is a question that our Lord puts to each of us every day of our life. In response, when answering this question, the man says, "Sir, I have no one. I have no one." This is a man familiar with living a life of isolation. A life where there is no one around him to help him, to support him. It was believed that the waters of this pool in Bethzatha were miraculous, that they had healing properties. And yet, this man who could not walk did not have even enough help to be brought into that water. In response to our Lord's question, he says, "I have no one." Again, are there not many people, especially our elderly at this time, who might say the same? I have no one. I am alone. I am in isolation. I am in quarantine. I am separated from loved ones. I have no one. Our Lord shows him that this is simply not true. Because on that day, he had an encounter with the only one we truly need, the only one who truly matters, Christ our Lord. Today, though he may ask each of us, "Do you want to be made well?" And our response might be to be overwhelmed by the fact of our isolation and separation. He looks upon us with love, as though to say, "My child, you do not understand. You are not alone, for I am with you." Third statement then. So what our Lord says to the man after he encounters him again in the temple. Do not sin anymore so that nothing worse happens to you. And here Jesus reveals to us the source of what makes us unwell. Always and in every circumstance. Whether in sickness or in the apparent health, our sin. Though we may at this time be worried about the spread of infection, would that we were so worried about the relentless spread of sin, which alone has the power to destroy us. Having restored this man to health after 38 years of suffering, why would he focus on this? Because he knows that even if this man walks every day of the rest of his life, if he returns to a life of sin, he will be more sick than he ever had been before. In these days, our Lord is inviting us to conversion and repentance. The whole world to repent of our sinfulness, to be converted. And so that when we are again relatively made well, we might stay well by being free from our sin.